This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to forget the regular entry music. That's good.
Somebody snotted on the CD again.
Sounds okay now.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Somebody got baby oil on the CD again.
This does not sound good.
Let's try it on the CD player up here. This one is a little more forgiving.
Mike, we're standing by with our mystery guest on the line now.
Yeah, you were playing the mystery guest music.
Yes. Now, Mike will play against our listeners. Okay, at 877-365-3636. How you doing there?
I'm doing great.
Guess the mystery guest.
How's that going?
This is a mystery right here.
What, the machine?
Yeah, the CD player.
Did it eat the music?
It did. Oh, here we
go. Oh, dear.
You got it? Okay. Mike, let me give you and everyone else some clues.
Okay, I'm ready.
About our mystery guest.
Don, I'm going to write them down.
And Robbie, you can help me out here.
Okay.
I do believe that our mystery guest would be considered at the forefront of his genre of film.
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely.
Perhaps a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Of his genre of film.
Hmm.
I will not say what the genre is. The music is just screwing me like a...
Bum. Really, is that millionaire music you're playing?
No, it's greed.
Could use
greed.
Dramatic music.
It's
some
greed.
Mysterious music here.
I really know we could. Isn't it fun watching Rob dick around with the CD player, though?
Yes, it is.
Or
actually.
Vice versa. There we go. Here's a good hint.
Okay.
He's been named on one of the AFI lists. The American Film Institute's top 100 list.
Isn't everybody on that list?
No, just
I mean,
the
if,
top,
if you're in a movie.
Just the top 100.
Oh, the top 100. Yeah.
So now, is he disguising his voice?
I don't think he'll need to.
Okay.
And now, the music.
Jesus!
Uh-huh.
Welcome back to the show.
All right. It's not working. It's not working.
That CD needs a bath.
And, you know, I'm really anxious because I don't know who it is. Top 100, eh? Any other clues? Please give me a clue while you're...
Maybe later.
Here we go, Mike.
Maybe that's the machine it should be in the first place, Rob. The digital machine.
These are the clues I'm giving you.
Okay, you gave me a top in his genre.
Yeah.
A name instantly recognizable.
All right.
I think. Say hello now, mystery guest. Hello, mystery guest. Just please say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mike, you may ask the first question. Yes or no questions only for the mystery guest, please.
Mystery guest, is your genre of film action adventure?
No.
Let's go to a caller, Mike. Let's talk to Liz in Baltimore. Liz, hi there, Liz. You may ask our mystery guest a yes or no question.
Liz? Go ahead, Liz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Say your question.
I was gonna say Bruce Willis, but...
Well, sure. Why not ask a question, though?
You're supposed to... Liz, do you understand how to follow directions?
Yes.
No,
you weren't listening. You weren't paying attention.
We got the music right and everything, Liz.
You're supposed to ask a question, and she's disqualified.
You are never to blame.
Was she calling from Northern California?
Baltimore, Mike.
To blame.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Is it Bruce Willis?
All the same.
You are never to blame. Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
Mm-hmm.
Also, weak arms.
Mike, the good news for you is you now get to ask our mystery guest another question.
And it's got to be yes or no answers,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So I can't ask, like, age or hair color or anything like that. I can ask it this way. Mystery guest, are you over 50?
Yes.
Okay.
Continue with another question, Mike. You got a yes.
Mystery guest, do you have blonde hair?
Yes.
Let's give Mike one more question. We'll go back to our phones.
Mystery guest, are you known primarily as a comedic actor?
No.
Darn it. You're out, Mike. Let's go to Let's see, Brian, D.C. Hello, Brian. You're on to the mystery guest. A yes or no question, please.
Are you... not an action. Are you not in comedy? Are you in drama?
Jesus.
No.
No. Let's go back to Mike O'Mara.
Okay, not comedy, not drama, and not action adventure. Mystery guest, I'm going to take a stab here at this. Are you known for documentary film?
No.
And let's put 1 minute on the clock. 1 minute on the clock. And now let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill, Don and Mike show. A yes or no question for the mystery guest, please.
Are you a dick?
Are you... Are what?
Are you a dick?
Could be first name. Are you a dick?
Oh, is your first... is your first name Dick?
Is your first name Dick, mystery guest?
No. Okay. Mike, your turn, Mike.
Mystery guest, do you have a famous wife?
No.
Oh,
that's the way I was going.
Hello, Jamie, Don and Mike show. A yes or no question for our mystery guest.
Mystery guest, are you a regular on TV? No.
Okay, I'm going to, with 15 seconds left, give Mike the clue of a lifetime.
All right.
Mike.
Yes.
The genre is horror. You have 5 seconds. Mike O'Mara.
Is it Robert Englund?
Yes! I rock!
Wow.
I rock! Yeah. I rock!
Good
I
job.
Rock! I rock! I rock!
You got it!
I knew it!
Freddy Krueger! Yes! Robert Englund, what did I tell you?
Robert Englund, you are the best.
Is he not?
Freddy Krueger in the house, John.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Boy, if you're going to pull a horror guy, this is the guy.
Is he not a famous actor?
This is great.
Known best in his genre, right. You think of horror films.
He answered, Robert, you answered all the questions honestly. It was not drama, not action adventure, not comedy, although a little bit of everything in all those movies.
A little bit, yes.
Everybody
Freddy
loves...
Freddy cracks-wise occasionally.
Everybody loves Robert Englund. Everybody, the way we talk about your movies. Everybody loves you. God, your movies are so great.
I love it. When you're killing all those people, it's so delightful.
Leading all the way up to Freddy and Jason and everything. And...
Did you do a Masters of Horror recently? Did I see you on a Masters
of
Horror?
Yeah, actually, probably the nastiest hour of television ever produced, directed by Toby Hooper, who did Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Poltergeist. And
I watched it.
Starring me and Jonathan Tucker, the kid from Black Donnelly's.
Amazing.
And, it's pretty nasty.
Oh, it's nasty. It brings dead people back to life.
I do nasty things with zombie girls.
It was pretty intense.
You've done a really great job from being a guy who was in the very first movie that you were in with all the makeup and everything else. You've done an outstanding job over the years of making yourself known as you, not as the guy behind the makeup, and I even recognize you now, as I'm sure most people do. I would recognize you walking down the street.
In a minute.
I wouldn't.
Well, you know, I had an interesting thing happen just before I did the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I had a hit television show called V. And
you were on V? I used to love that. Are you kidding? I used to love that show.
Yeah, I had my bad 70s perm, and I was the good alien on it. You know, the sort of, and there was no Star Trek on American television then. So by de facto, we inherited all of the sci-fi fans in the world. So that was a pretty big success for me. And people, there's a lot of crossover between sci-fi and horror. So a lot of people knew my face from that.
But I tell you, it really, I'm trying to think back to how far back you have to go for the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, we made the original in 84.
Okay, it's 84, and I do remember it as, I mean, that was what people were talking about. I mean, that was it. That was the movie. You know, it was the controversy. You know, do you send your kids to the movie? You know, should they go? Are people really going to be affected by this? I mean, really, as far as Hollywood goes.
I think we were banned in Canada, I think.
And that's the kind of buzz you want to get, really.
Now, yeah.
Listen to this. The new movie, which opens Friday, is called Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. And all I know about Leslie Vernon is that he has something to do with Jason Voorhees, from Halloween, and Freddy Krueger.
He's kind of a young, cool guy, kind of like Anthony Perkins was in Psycho before you realized he dressed up like his mother. But he's a wannabe serial killer. And he volunteers to do a documentary with some college kids who are doing a documentary about, all of the conventions and tricks that a serial killer uses, especially the classic serial killers, Freddy Krueger, you know, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. And so it slowly mutates into a real slasher film.
So you play a guy who is a wannabe serial killer who goes, what, to these conventions and, like, gets off on...
Well, actually, I'm the guy. I'm more like Donald Pleasance in Halloween.
Name. Robert, that's... And I wasn't going to ask the question because I feel like an idiot not remembering the name. Donald Pleasance, that's my question to you. Has there been... Have you patterned your career after Donald Pleasance? Because I see a lot of similarities.
Well, you know, it's strange. I was really influenced by him early on because I studied over in England, and he's English, and I saw a lot of his little, you know, strange little cult movies that he did for Roman Polanski and, and plays and stuff. And then I got compared to Vincent Price a lot.
Right.
And I've even been compared to the guy that used to work with Christopher Lee in all of the Hammer horror films, whose name I'm forgetting right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I was young, a young actor, I wanted to be those old crusty guys that were in the Sam Peckinpah movies, you know?
Okay, like Westerns and stuff
Strother
like that.
Martin.
Right.
You know, from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the old sheriff.
You want to be the old kind of character.
And Luke.
Right.
And Warren Oates. And L.Q. Jones, who was in Casino with Robert De Niro. Those are the guys I wanted to be. And here I am now. I'm sort of a road company Vincent Price.
I have always thought that you could play in a movie with Daniel Stern, you know, the character actor that was in like the Home Alone movies.
Yeah.
I always thought you could be like his crazy, psychotic brother.
Because, well, you know, it's true. I mean, we both have the neck. We both have long necks and big noses and big ears.
But
is a resemblance there. I think Dan and I've gone up on a couple of parts together. I think I was up for what's the terrific movie Diner.
Oh wow!
I remember sitting by. I don't think I was up for the same part he was up for, which is curious. I think I was up for the Kevin Bacon part in that.
You know, when you watch a movie, a really classic
you
horror movie,
good like, as that too,
like Nightmare on Elm Street, it always occurs to me, does it ever crawl inside of your head? I mean, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but really, the first time I saw Nightmare on Elm Street, it freaked me out.
There's horror movies that I've seen that have freaked me out, like Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Even more recently, I just saw Zodiac, and there's some creepy stuff in that.
Is there really?
But when you're working on them, there's so many special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And if you screw up, you know, every scene costs more than a regular movie because you're using so many elements of lighting and special effects and the time it took to put the makeup on and the rigging for whatever the various effects are going to be in a sequence. So you really sort of have to keep, you know, part of your mind in it, but part of your mind is being very technical time so you don't ruin the shot. So you don't really kind of get carried away like you might if you were doing a really dramatic sequence over and over and over again.
Do you ever wonder if you would have gotten that role in Diner, the Kevin Bacon role that you thought that you just mentioned, which is kind of a supporting role, and you would have been great as he was. And what if you ended up being Kevin Bacon, and Kevin Bacon ended up playing Freddy Krueger, and there was a game, The 6 Degrees of Robert England.
Robert England.
And then you would be married to what's his name? The closer.
Somebody told me that
Kira Sedgwick, right? Is that who he's married to?
Somebody told me that Dee Snider from Twisted Sister has a radio show, and they actually play because we know each other. They play 6 Degrees. Of Robert England.
I was going to say.
So that's kind of funny.
I was going to say you could
bring that up. But, you know, Kevin started out in one of the Friday the 13th movies.
I didn't know that.
I think he's the first victim in the first Friday the 13th movie.
And John, our producer, just put his hand up. Yeah, he's a big fan, too. He's the very first guy killed in the very first Freddy movie.
I would imagine that you could play 6 Degrees of Robert England and do it very easily. When you were, do you still get kind of a weird vibe from people with the movies that you've been in?
Well, you know, my strangest fan was not a Freddy fan, although... Now I have these fans that get the Freddy tattoos all over their bodies, which is kind of strange. You know, the full Yakuza torso tattoo of Freddy and Jason grappling, you know, like Olympic wrestlers.
Yeah, you want to
but the weirdest fan I ever had was a female fan from the sci-fi series I did who actually dressed like my character on the show, which was a little unnerving.
That's a little disturbing.
But unlike someone we talked to yesterday at about this time, who shall remain nameless, David Cassidy. what a thrill it is to talk to someone who's not ashamed of his career, as David Cassidy obviously is.
I don't know.
Well,
about
you know,
that.
I had the privilege, in the 70s and in the 60s and 70s, I got to do a lot of independent cinema, and I worked with some really great famous directors. But when I worked for Wes Craven in the original Nightmare, you know, Wes has a real respect for the horror genre. And as we know now, just about every week there's a horror movie in the top 10.
Right.
And I think the horror movies have become like the old cowboy movies. There's a sort of go-to movie when Hollywood needs a hit. So I'm real proud to be part of that genre.
That's the last thing I wanted to ask you about is your thought about I love Saw.
Yeah,
Saw
the state of horror movies right now.
Saw 3.
Well, you know I call the Saw and Hostel, I call these movies the new brutal horror, because I think they're a reaction to the horror of the late 90s and the early millennium. There was just a little too much special effects and not enough plot, not enough scares. And so it was a natural sort of return to the really graphic, violent horror, just like in the 70s, late 70s, punk rock was a reaction against the sort of bloated rock stars, that weren't really in touch with the kids anymore. And I think that that's sort of why we had this return to the sort of new brutal horror.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What a great mystery guest you are, and we thank you for your time. And your movie Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, debuts in selected cities Friday, March 16th. We'll have information on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Robert, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for being on.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's
bye-bye.
A terrific guest. That is a great mystery guest.
Yeah.
Maybe the best yet, in my opinion.
Scared kids.
And you nailed it. I mean, absolute top of the genre. I mean, there's nobody that you could really... I mean, a lot of the other guys...
You could
guys,
throw in, like, you know, Boris Karloff.
Yeah, but I mean, for modern, I mean, you put him...
He's it.
And even when you look at Michael Myers, you had the mask. You had Jason, the mask. Right. You never really knew. Freddy Krueger, he still had the mask on, but
Freddy spoke. Right. How you doing? Freddy's here.
That's amazing.
I'm going to rip your intestines out.
Maybe my favorite mystery guest.
Clean myself with them.
Absolutely.
All right, look at these. Look at my fingernails. I think I'll scrape them along the wall. It's a good thing for you, our listeners are so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, that was those first couple out of the gate. The show, I think it's on Showtime. It's called Masters of Horror.
And is this Bruce Willis?
He was in Masters of Horror. They're little like 1 hour TV shows that they have. And man, this thing is just about as disturbing as it gets. He was putting a show on with dead girls. It was very interesting, and he would reanimate them. By giving them this particular substance, and it was like kryptonite or green, and it was just he was about as creepy as it gets.
Huh. I should have asked him about your guy, about William Castle.
Oh yeah,
come in, William Castle,
the Tingler. The Tingler. If you have a medical condition,
yes,
do not come into this theater. No pregnant women will be allowed in this theater.
You know, you can. There are many, many years that come in between these movies. I think of The Exorcist, which was a movie hey, don't take your kids to the, if you're faint of heart.
Right.
And I think you skip fast forward, you go right up to Nightmare on Elm Street. I remember, don't go see this movie if you're sensitive.
Here's one even before that, Jaws.
Jaws was another one.
A lot of people were pussies about Jaws.
Believe it or not, Bonnie and Clyde was another one before that.
Well, and I remember that. And it was simply because, and the reason I was dying to see it is everybody kept saying, Bonnie and Clyde is okay, except for the very end.
You know, every cousin I had, I was the youngest. I had five. I had five cousins.
Cousins.
Five cousins, one sister, six kids, all piled into the car.
Sure.
Went to see Bonnie and Clyde. Guess who had to stay home?
You had to stay home?
Yep. And that's why I became a serial killer.
It's lucky that Robert Englund had some success, because you know how close he was? He was up for the role of Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
And when he missed it, he recommended that a friend of his audition, and it was Mark Hamill.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So you're kind of a fan of Robert.
Sounds like he has a lot of roles that were really great that he's let go to other people.
And people
got them from him.
Yeah.
When we reference Donald Pleasance, I hope people remember who this guy is. If you look at some of the old horror movies, and when I say old, they're still in color. It's not like back in the Boris Karloff days. But Donald Pleasance was this bald guy who always played. He played like the castle owner, and he was always just very, very weird.
Well, won't you come inside?
Yeah, that kind of guy. Just a total creep. And, you know, hey, I mean, you could make a good living in Hollywood doing that. You really can. Is it Bruce Willis?
Did you pull out some William Castle? In number two. Oh, here we go.
Come in, William Castle. The producer of this motion picture has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do.
Personally, I do.
And I feel sure that when you leave this theater...
You'll have a cigarette.
You, too, will believe in ghosts. Now, when you came in,
yes?
You were given a special ghost viewer
special.
Like this.
Yes.
And here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen?
Screen.
Thank you.
Change it,
you
please.
Must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Louis, sure you want a cigarette.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes.
Viewer.
And you look at the screen through it.
Yeah, see?
If you believe in ghosts, you look through the red part of the viewer.
Red.
If you do not believe in ghosts...
Take out your dentures.
You look through the blue part. Would you please change the color again?
Please.
Thank you.
This used to scare people.
Now, when the screen resumes its normal color... Like this.
Now it takes some guy's head being cut off and rolled down the street like a bowling ball for you to even go, oh, that's not bad.
Oh, man. You know what I forgot to ask Robert? Do you think he got a taste of all that Freddy crap? I mean, Halloween.
Wow.
Do you remember?
I believe.
Oh, boy.
I believe that he tapped the main vein on that a long time ago. I think even if someone gets like a Freddy and Jason tattoo.
Right.
Yeah, he gets a little piece of that.
God, I wish I'd asked him that.
And all the dolls.
The Freddy right. dolls were all over the place.
The action figures. I saw those, yes.
I call them dolls. You call them action figures.
That's right.
Remove the viewer from in front of your eyes.
Eyes.
Until the next time the screen becomes blue.
Blue.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes. Okay, what?
If someone sits down next to you during the picture,
right?
Sure it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used. And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts, look through the blue.
Right.
Happy haunting.
Got it. Haunting.
Goodbye for now.
Cigarette break.
Shall we go?
Yes.
Shall we go?
Hey, and I picture a guy sitting there smoking a cigarette. He's got to have a cigarette in his hand.
He might have, you know, in his logo, he has a cigarette in a holder.
Does he really?
Yeah.
William Castle.
Shall we go? The tingle. Who's on this phone? Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's Bruce Willis.
Is it Bruce Willis? Hello, is it?
Hi, this is Adam.
Is it Bruce Willis? Hello, Adam. What's happening?
I wanted to tell Don and Mike that...
Adam, it's us, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Mike.
Welcome
next
to
you guys.
Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Don and Mike Show Listener?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you.
Don and Mike Listener.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I was just going to suggest next time you check out American Idol, the bald-headed guy looks just like Nosferatu.
Oh, the vampire. Yeah, very similar. Just that misshapen head.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't have a shaved head.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi there.
You guys didn't ask him about being in a movie with Andrew Dice Clay. That was
I will regret that the rest of my life.
Oh, man, boy, what were we thinking?
Was he in Ford Fairlane?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was, seriously, that was the movie. Isn't that Andrew Dice Clay's only movie?
That's right.
It's the only one I've got in the box set.
No, he was also in Casual Sex.
He was in Casual Sex?
Yeah.
His Casual Sex is, I'm the next block. Oh.
Do you remember when
do that for the whole show.
Do you remember when we were so hot for him?
Yes.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
We were fans when he was white hot. We actually went to the show.
We went to the Cap Center. We got tickets. We sat in the fourth row. We laughed our asses off.
Didn't we leave even then? Didn't we leave after a time?
Do. We waited until he did the Hickory Dickory Dock thing.
Yeah.
And he had it written on his shirt. We got a big laugh.
No, a fan had it written on his shirt.
Oh, okay.
He came out. I love the, I tell you, in his day, I truly loved his opening. His opening was, he would come back and he had a whole thing with the cigarette lighter.
I'm over here now.
Yeah. I loved his, do you remember that? And he's making these click sounds and he's like licking the cigarette, the end of the cigarette, and he's doing that. And then, you know, and then it was over almost before it started.
You've seen the ads for his VH1 show, right?
No.
Yuck.
What's it called?
It's called It's Over. I mean, I don't know what the show is called. It's something to do with Andrew Dice Clay.
Weren't we fans enough of him that we got excited when Ford Fairlane came out? We thought it was going to be good?
Yeah, you know why? Because when he first started, when he was doing his Morning Zoo radio tour, he wasn't finding a lot of receptive audiences.
Right.
And he came into our show, not that we were groundbreaking by any stretch of the imagination back then, or now I should point out. But back then, when he came in and we were willing to talk about how we hated our wives.
Mm-hmm. He enjoyed that.
Do you remember that he was like, whoa, You actually hate your wives?
Oh.
And we about fell out the first four or five times we had him on the show.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun. It really was. And now, well, it's like everything else. This too will pass.
I believe that he has been.
He doesn't have the legs of Robert Englund.
I think he's been tossed like a football between the Howard Stern show and the Opie and Anthony show, and back to the Howard Stern show again.
Is he back on Howard now?
I think so. Okay. I think, what was his page on MySpace? I'm going to sound so queer.
Wow.
But I was on his MySpace page, because I saw the VH1, the ad for VH1.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing on MySpace was a big thing like, F you to Opie from the Opie and Anthony show.
Huh. Really?
It's saying, Howard is the guy that I like the best.
Falling out.
On his MySpace page.
I didn't know that. I thought it was, Anthony does an impression of Dice Clay all the time on that show.
I'm over here now.
But do they, I was never aware, did they have him on a lot?
You know, I don't know a lot of the behind the scenes. I know that he was on Stern for a long time. Right. Then he wasn't, then he was on their show. Then he's back on Stern show, I guess.
Isn't Jackie Martling back with Stern now, to a certain extent?
Is he?
Because I heard that he's got his own little thing going on, too.
I don't know.
Our good friend Jackie Martling.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting right behind us.
Hello, friend.
There's Jackie.
There
There's our Jackie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I speak to Yachty?
Let me know if you need a one-liner.
Can we help you?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
What's
I
up?
I need to speak to Yanni.
Well, why is that? Difficult.
He's the producer. We're the guys on the show. What can we do for you?
I want to make you guys laugh, because I know I can do it.
You mean you want to give your phone number out by telling a joke?
Sure.
All right. Let me see. Do. Is it the phone number you're calling from right now, 410-808? Don't give out the rest of it. Is that the phone number?
Yes.
All right, sure. You know the deal. We love to laugh. If, in fact, your joke makes us laugh, you'll be the first. And if we truly don't laugh, we'll give out your phone number and everyone will call you.
We have your permission to do that?
Yes.
They never learn. All right.
Okay, lay it on us.
All right. Jesus and Moses on the side of the Red Sea. Moses says to Jesus, I used to be able to part the Red Sea here with the rays of this cane. Jesus says, well, give it a try. So Moses goes and does it. And the Red Sea parts. Jesus says, you know.
He sure is a good joke teller.
Better walk on water. Moses says, well, I'll give it a shot. Jesus walks down, walks on the water, falls right through. It's like, man, I can't believe it. Moses says, get in, give it one more shot. He goes walking on the water again, falls in the water. He's like, I don't understand it. Moses is laughing. He says, you got holes in your feet.
Are you?
That was hilarious. Come on.
Come on.
They never learn.
Come on.
Serious, everyone. You got to put this guy like in your speed dial, in your remote speed dial on your computer to call him every 15 minutes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is this your personal number?
Yes.
Area code 410-808-5796.
I'm sorry it didn't work, fellas.
Well, not only was it a bad joke, but it was poorly told also.
It just was. I'm a bit nervous first time.
That's okay. That's okay. Sure. I mean, you gave it a try.
Off you go.
Off you go now.
All right, guys. Radio guys, you have a good one.
All right, take care.
Hope you've enjoyed the experience. Enjoy. Hope you like sitting on the red couch.
I'll tell you.
Goodbye. And before you leave, let's say hi again to our bigger band.
There's Mr. Robert the Angry Mailman and the Postman.
Mike Horns and Strings. A brand new bigger band.
Wasn't it nice for Mr. Clay to call in? Andrew Dice Clay, that was, with his joke.
Thanks, Jackie.
Remember, if you need a one-liner,
you'd be right there.
I'm over here if you need me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi there.
I was actually calling to explain what's going on with Dice, if you guys want to know.
Not really.
Not after that joke.
Bye!
Maybe before that joke, but not after that joke.
Maybe another time. I tell you what, put it in written form. Thank you. I'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.